Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Benioff and Geist. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Yo, I love that title.
Benioff and Geist, my favorite TV show showrunners. They're the best.
Surely.
I think, Dan, you heard me say this yesterday, but I'm going to underline it. I think they're underrated at this point.
I agree with you. I think the way that they ran it all the way with the material they had, we were all gripped. It was incredible television. So to just like say that none of that is a sign of their prowess as directors, showrunners, whatever, I think is just false.
Right.
But they definitely stumbled at the finish line.
Woo, did they ever. By the way, I might be very like sympathetic to people who stumble at the finish line because I used to fall down at the end of cross-country races. I was famous for that. I would push myself too hard and then fall down and trip like a fool. Anyways, that is DJ Daniel.
What up?
I'm Jack. I'm DJ Jack.
What up?
And this is what's trending. David Blaine.
Oh yeah.
Continues his combination of magic and being bad at magic. That makes it seem realistic. He had to cancel the New Jersey to New York balloon trip that he was going to take, and did it in Arizona. Less impressive because he doesn't have to navigate a bunch of buildings.
Right.
Which was the very first thing that that came into my mind when I heard he was going to do New York, is that would be very hard to steer. And that is a locale with a lot of pointy things up in the air.
Yeah. And Arizona is just big old flat land right there. Not a lot to worry about.
Yeah. But it does lend to the illusion that he's actually doing this shit. I don't know if it's an illusion on this one, but I do know that like there was one where he stayed upside down for like weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And I do know somebody who was interviewing him at the time and was told that they had to wrap the interview up so that he could get right side up again. Because so they needed to like turn their cameras off. So
that he got the blood out of his head.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The whole trick. The whole trick. The whole idea behind the trick is that you can't do that without dying. And he was like, but I will force the blood.
But I'll totally do it.
I'll do it.
And when the cameras are off.
Again, that is a stunt that is stupid and it's like not that impressive, but because it's not that impressive, it's like, well, you wouldn't lie about being able to do something so unimpressive.
I agree. Yeah.
It's like the ice thing where he was inside the ice and people are like, yeah, I guess that would be hard, right? Like that would be bad for you, right? And then it's like, yeah, but he also doesn't do that. Like they're still magic tricks with illusions involved. He's just makes them slightly less impressive so nobody thinks he's actually doing the tricks.
It's funny how we went from people like Evel Knievel who were just like, I'm just gonna throw my body at this thing and you know, probably break a lot of bones and, you know, do whatever, to like David Blaine flying balloons across a plane and like, I am a performer. It's a weird line that goes from one thing to the other, but it feels like that's where it went, as opposed to like a Chris Angel type. Like David Blaine and Chris Angel, I think, are now on doing different things, whereas David Blaine really feels like he's trying to go into like stunts.
Or David Copperfield. Like David Copperfield had these big specials. Like his big stunts were like, I'm going to walk through the Great Wall of China. Then he would do it, and even though you watched it on TV, you knew that it was a trick somehow, because like literally that's physically impossible. So evolution is to do things that you feel like don't need to be a trick, like flying around on some balloons. But when you see him do like his special on Netflix, I've talked about, I've never felt dumber than watching the David Blaine special and just being like, wow, yeah, and like clapping like a seal, like just amazed at like the stuff he's doing.
Yeah. He's sticking a nail through his hands.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Jamie Foxx like thought that he was feeling somebody brush the back of his neck, even though he wasn't. Cool.
There's definitely there's not nothing there. You know what I mean?
It's for sure.
There's definitely something there, and there's a respect I have for it, but at the same time, it's like you're holding was like 50 helium balloons and just like floating across
popping
the plane.
Them once at, yeah, one at a time. Is that how he got down? I didn't watch it.
Good on you, bro. Good on you.
Yeah. Anyways, this has been David Blaine Daily. your daily check-in with the magic of David Blaine.
Jesus.
He is also, don't forget, a member of Leonardo DiCaprio's Pussy Posse.
And in fact, was just
part of Leonardo DiCaprio's entourage, like post-Titanic, before he was a famous magician. Like that's kind of, he
forgot about that.
Had a proximity to fame before he became famous. Greatest magic trick you ever pulled, getting into
Leo's party.
Leonardo, yeah, exactly. All right, 82% is trending because there's a lie that Biden wants to raise taxes on 82% of Americans. Apparently, he wants to raise taxes on Americans who make more than $400,000 a year.
That would be wonderful
if 82% of Americans made more than $400,000 a year.
I don't think that's 82% of Americans right there.
I think it's like maybe 2% of Americans. But maybe. I think it makes sense that Republicans are spreading this, because I do think like when you talk to people who are Republicans, they do seem to be of the impression that, yeah, well, everybody like should invest in the stock market. Why wouldn't they?
Everybody's got an extra 10K lying around, right? Just get some Apple stock. What are you, stupid? Yeah. Where are you putting your 10K? Come on, duh.
Duh. Yeah, no. Carol Baskin is trending because she will be the latest war criminal on Dancing with the Stars. No, yes. I'm just joking. She's following not a war
the,
criminal.
Following in the footsteps of Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
Getting on to Dancing with the Stars.
So super producer Anna Hosnier, our local Carol Baskin correspondent, has noted that despite, you know, it, no matter how you feel about Tiger King and how she was portrayed in Tiger King, outside of the bounds of that documentary, a judge found that she had forged papers that, you know, screwed her deceased husband's first family out of their inheritance. So that's not cool.
No,
we don't know if she killed her husband, but I mean, come on. Come on. He might be in Costa Rica somewhere. We don't know. But come on. We kind of know. Anyways, she is on Dancing with the Stars. Last season, it was the Spice Man, Sean Spicer.
Oh, yeah. Spice Lord.
Funkmaster Spice.
The fancy feet.
Gum Swallower with the fancy feet. They are doing this. I think OJ is probably next. Like OJ Simpson is probably the next evolution of who they are bringing on.
Yeah.
You know,
the bar is literally on the floor. So, you know what? Step on over whomever, I suppose.
Yeah. So we'll see. People who are famous for being bad.
I'm still sticking to Great British Bake Off for my competition shows. All the other ones, out the window.
Yeah. Great British Bake Off is actually Scott Peterson is going to be on that show this season.
God damn it!
So just keep that in mind.
Noted. Dan. Darn it!
Yeah, it's like the opposite. Great British Bake Off is the most wholesome show.
The sponge is moist.
Yes, the sponge is moist. Adam Kroll is trending for you. Anytime you see this guy's name trending, you know he said something smart. Adam Kroll said, "The only people who are dying from COVID are old and sick. How many of you pussies got played?" Of course, he put an apostrophe, S. And also, if you are old and or sick, you deserve to die.
Clearly,
Based on that account.
Yep. Adam Carolla, not a fan of the immunocompromised.
No, hates them. Thinks they're losers. And
God bless.
You know, he started out as a carpenter, so which is the hardest thing that can happen to somebody is starting out as a carpenter. So, if you've ever heard him talk, he believes that he came from the hardest upbringing ever in the history of the world. And therefore, anybody who claims to have any sort of hardship in their life is wrong and should be just left to die, I guess, is the new framing. This is a form of toxic masculinity that we're seeing on the rise. Kirk Cousins.
Good segue.
NFL QB for the Minnesota Vikings, who... Like, you don't need to look too hard for a reason to dislike this guy. He's also the guy who, after a win where he did his job and lived up to the absurd amount of money that he is paid to do his job, came into the locker room saying, "You like that? You like that?"
To your team of like 50 people that are all making sure that you have the 10 crucial seconds you need to do one thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I will say 10 this
seconds is a lot of time, but
it is a lot of time, but this, well, you know, God bless that offensive line, but this, this quote, I just don't understand why this is like the way that people want to say it, but it's part of, you know, an interviewer is talking to him and asking him about how he feels about all this stuff. And he just says, and just to say, if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die, I die. I kind of have peace about that.
Yeah.
What?
So I'm convinced. I don't care if he dies. I'm on his side now.
But great.
You are, that's not how it works, homie. No. You are killing, first of all, you are very privileged to be like, you know, prime age, prime health, like genetically very privileged. I'm sure, like,
a million
very,
days.
Very healthy human being. So probably among the most likely people to have COVID and not realize it.
True.
And also probably one of the people who would be the best at spreading COVID since he's famous and has people coming up to him all the time.
And apparently doesn't give a shit.
Does not give a fuck. He only wears a mask because he thinks you want him to. But this is the way he said it. The person was like, if one is the person who says masks are stupid, you're all a bunch of lemmings. And 10 is I'm not leaving my master bathroom for the next 10 years. I don't know why the master bathroom is there.
Yeah.
They having digestive issues. after a chuckle, Cousins responded, I'm not going to call anybody stupid for the trouble it would get me. And not because I, you know, because he really knows everybody's stupid except for him. And then he says, but I'm about a 0.000001. And the interviewer is like, huh? How, what? And then that's when he gave off the response about, like, takes me out, bro. I'm just, if I die, I die. I kind of have peace about that. So cool.
Great. Thank you, friend. Thank you for your opinion on that one.
Yes. Thank you for your service. Mm. You asshole.
I suspect lots of sacks will be coming his way.
Oh my God.
Or maybe not. Maybe that was the ultimate strategy to not get COVID or to not get tackled was to be like, oh, I'm happy to spread COVID. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah.
Don't tackle me.
Yeah.
Not that it matters right now anyway.
I mean, this feels like this underlying mentality / like toxic masculinity / toxic American individualism
right.
where it's the... Americans are just so incapable of thinking of other people around them as anything other than things to be polite towards. But otherwise, it's just he just doesn't give a shit. Like, it's the thing that we talk about with the flu shot, where people are like, I don't get a flu shot because I haven't had the flu for years, which it's probably not true. You've probably had it and just like not been that
aware of it,
profoundly sick, but also you aren't just protecting yourself, you're protecting the people around you, but we are unbelievably incapable of as a society thinking about the best interests of the group, and who better than an NFL quarterback, just the most overrated, over put on a pedestal people in America.
Yep.
So anyways, Kirk Cousins, Adam Carolla, go fuck yourselves. That'll sum it up for today. David
Amen
Blaine, God bless you, sir.
Yeah,
thank
God
you
bless
for your
those
service.
Balloons.
I didn't see him fly across my sky in those balloons, but I did stand up when I knew he was flying and salute in the direction of Arizona. Just because... He's a hero. He's
looking eastward and saluting that sky.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I love it.
That is going to do it for today.
Heck yeah.
Dana, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You know, I'm on them internets. You can follow me on Twitter, DJ_DANL. If you want my wild video game takes.
And they are wild, folks.
So wild.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, wash your hands, stay inside, wear a mask, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.